Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostess, Mr. Cali. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Sunday. And the truth is, the LGBTQ is a terrorist organization. I agree with Putin. He put them on the list as a terrorist organization. I agree with Putin. They are a terrorist organization. Ladies and gentlemen, if not, tell me what organization can say and do whatever the hell they want to without getting in trouble. No, with no consequences. But as soon as somebody else that's not in their community, straight, say something about them, they want to cancel them. That's some real fucking shit. They want to cancel them. They'll lose their career, lose their sponsorship, lose every fucking thing, all because they said something to offend the LGBT community. That's real fucking shit. Now, let's say if anybody that's straight, black, rich, and famous said something about the LGBT community and offend them, what's going to happen? They're going to get called homophobic. They're going to get canceled, lose all their sponsorships. Now, I'm going to use some black powerful people as an example. I'm just hypothetically saying, say, if it was LeBron James, or say, if it was Beyonce who said something to offend the LGBTQ community. I'm just saying, hypothetically, they would get canceled so fucking quick. They'll be homeless by the time the LGBTQ community organization get through with them. That's the way the world works. I'm just using them as an example. You know, you either gotta, if you say something to offend the LGBTQ community, you gotta, after sticking your foot in your mouth, you gotta apologize. You gotta kiss some ass or else you'll be canceled. I hate it here. That's all it's all about today in world of social media. Funny, you know, motherfuckers are all sensitive. They quick to call you homophobic. They quick to cancel you. It's a cancel culture. And rich, famous motherfuckers, they are touchable. So if you finna follow the LGBT community, first they gonna do is cancel you. Then you got a lot of organizations gonna be like, oh, we're gonna drop, we wanna split ties, ways, whatever. Oh, we're dropping their sponsorship. We're dropping their sponsorship. Everybody just follow all along. That's what they do. That's what motherfuckers do. You know, call your names and shit. You don't got, yeah. Now, if the LGBTQ community say anything about Beyonce, LeBron James, anybody black, rich, and famous, it's all good. But let them turn around and do the same fucking thing. All of a sudden, they gonna get canceled. That's some real shit. Ooh, I hate cancel culture. You, whatever happened to free speech in this motherfucker? Ain't no such thing as free speech when it comes to the LGBTQ community. They can say what say, do and say whatever the hell they want with dicks in their ass. But soon as somebody straight say something to offend them motherfuckers, oh, we're gonna cancel you. We're dropping your sponsor. Oh, they just lost their job. Oh, they just lost their sponsorship because they said something about the LGBTQ community. I get sick of that shit. I hate cancel culture because y'all motherfuckers just enjoy canceling people. Every fucking time. All they got to do is say something to hurt your fucking feelings. Before you know it, you want to cancel a motherfucker. Because you upset. You offended. You are hurt. You are triggered because of something that they said. Oh, I hate cancel culture. But yeah, I agree with Putin. And the LGBTQ community is a terrorist organization. They're the only motherfuckers who get to say and do whatever the hell they want without no consequences. That's it. They don't get canceled. No. But let somebody else do the same thing and say some shit about them. They're straight and they're famous. Oh, we're going to cancel you. That's some real fucking shit. Yes. Add their asses to the list. Straight up terrorist organization. All they do is terrorize the motherfucking straight. You know, shit. That's some real fucking shit. Now, yeah, well, anyway, I agree with Putin. Yes, the LGBTQ community is a terrorist organization. Because they terrorize the straight. And the straight can't do shit. Or else, if they say something to offend them, they'll get canceled. End of the story. Okay, let me move on to Keith Murray. Now, some white woman had him on a video We couldn't see her, but she was white. Anyway, she was filming him, videotaping, you know, had her camera phone out, had her phone out and shit, recording him. And I guess he was under the influence, drugs, drunk, some substance, whatever. And she said, oh, you're famous. Do you want some money? You want 20, how much you want, $20? Oh, you're famous. You're Keith Murray. Why don't you say something, sing something? Oh, that shit made me so fucking mad. That's some petty ass crazy shit. Why didn't she just hand him $20? What the hell, lady? Talking about, well, if you want this, you sing for me. You dance for me. You're fake. Ain't that some shit? That shit is crazy than a motherfucker. That's like your white slave master going up to you and see you a poor black person, man, he, she, whatever, and say, oh, you want something to eat? You want some money? Why don't you dance for me? That's what the fuck that's I saw. I saw slavery. I saw racism. How the hell are you gonna tell a man under the substance and drunk going through hard times to motherfucking dance or sing for you on camera because he was famous at once and he's struggling in hard times? All I saw was racism. That's what I saw. That's some bullshit. She should have handed him $20 and helped him out, not tell him, oh, well, you got a rap for me. Why don't you sing something? Oh, you're somebody famous. That's a straight up bullshit. Ain't nobody else saying it, but I'm gonna say it right now. That was straight up racism. What a fucking shame. You're gonna film a black man down on his luck, struggling, drunk, whatever the hell he going through without some substance, not even feeling sorry for him, not even hand him a $20 of money, something to eat, not even try to help him or get him some help. You want to talk about, oh, you're famous, you're Keith Murray, why don't you dance, why don't you rap for me, sing something. Ain't that some bullshit? All I saw was racism. Shame on her, recording him like that. If anything, she should have tried to help Keith Murray. That's some crazy motherfucking shit. All I saw was racism. You want something to eat? You used to be famous. Oh, you want some money? Dance for me. Do this, sing something. What type of shit is that? Sound like she was trying to pimp him. That's some bullshit, man. Shout out to Keith Murray. Wherever the hell he at. You know, hopefully he gets some help. You know, he's probably drunk under some substance. You know, he going hard times, going through some shit. If I saw, I would have helped him. I would have gave him $20. Shit. If I had it on me, you know, I would try to help him, get some help for him, gave him something, you know, some shit. Make sure he cool, you know, shit. I mean, damn. How horrible can you be? How could you be like that to somebody down on their motherfucking luck? You know, going through having hard times and shit. You want to film them, make fun of them, poke fun of them, and try to help them and get them some fucking help. That's some bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be like that. Motherfuckers are always quick to record a motherfucker on camera. But they try to help them? No. They want to post it on social media, go viral, get some views, get some followers, instead of helping a motherfucker that's down on their luck. I try to make sure they straight. That was some crazy ass shit. All I seen was some old racist shit. That's what it was. Go tell him, oh, you famous. Why don't you rap for me? Ain't that some shit? I would have cussed her ass out. I would have just, you know, ignored her, going about my fucking business. You ain't trying to help me, but you want to record me on camera. Ain't that some bullshit? Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. And thank you for tuning into the DDJ Show, where it's all about speaking and preaching the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, and the truth is, the LGBTQ community is a terrorist organization. They're the only one who can get away without having any type of consequences, no matter what they say or what. Until somebody else say something about them, offend the motherfuckers, then they ready to terrorize you. Shit. And call you homophobic and shit. And the truth is about that Keith Murray video, I find it racist and uncomfortable. Shit. That a white woman, recording a black man down on his luck, asking him to rap because he was famous. That's bullshit. The truth is, don't sell your soul, folks. And don't sign no fucking record deals, because some of the motherfuckers don't always have a happy ending. You see what happened to Keith Murray? That shit is messed up, man. Well, anyway, until next time, folks, I'm out. Peace.